welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and over the next few weeks, I'm going to be talking about the chapters in my book, Prosperous and Successful. I'm going to kind of take them one at a time and walk through what this book is all about. It's the same as what this program is all about. So this week, I'm going to focus in on why we can trust that the Bible is true. And this is something that my book deals with a good bit. And I think it's important, and I want to introduce why this is important, because you might think, well, I already believe the Bible. Or you might think, well, you know, the Bible's interesting, has some good things in it, but I don't really know that you can believe that the Bible is really true and everything that it teaches and trust every part of it as the ultimate resource for life. Well, of course, you're the person I want to engage with. And I think a lot of people will say, I believe the Bible, but they don't really know what that means. So let me kind of walk you through what it means to me. And I think it is important to actually know why you believe the Bible is true. Because if you don't know why the Bible is true, you may not believe the Bible as much as you think you do. So that's what I want to walk through. Now, I start off my book with Joshua 1:8. This is a promise that God makes. It's a promise recorded in the Bible, and it's a pretty big deal. And you've heard me talk about this before, but the promise is, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Now, that's a big deal because it's asking you to do a lot. It's saying that you should constantly talk about, meditate on, study the Bible. That's what the book of the law was at that time. And not only should you know the Bible and think about it and study it and meditate on it, but you should carefully do everything it says. And guess what? The Bible says it covers everything in life. It will change, you know, everything about how you live your life. If you're really carefully doing everything in the Bible, you're going to live a very different life than if you disregard the Bible. The Bible goes against the grain of our culture. It has a different value system than what the world says to value. It's going to teach you to live self-sacrificially, to live to bless others, to live to glorify God, to pray a lot, to consider God's ways and who He is, to pray, Our Father, hallowed be Thy name. And that is the goal of your life. And so you're going to desire different things. You're going to chase after different dreams. And you're going to live differently. There's going to be an ethical system that guides you in how to bring glory to God in your life that is going to be different from what the world says how you should be living. So that is a high commitment. I'm saying all that to say, believing the Bible requires a very high commitment. It requires you to devote your life to it. And not only does it require a high commitment, it gives a great promise. The Bible says, if you do this, then you will be prosperous and successful. And we all want to be prosperous and successful, right? There's not a single person who wants to be a failure in life. And Jesus echoes these teachings. This is right in line with what Jesus talks about. He talks about the wise man who builds his house on a rock and the foolish man who builds his house on sand. And when the storm comes, which represents the judgment, that's how it functions. That's what the story is about. Basically, the evaluation of your life, whether your life is successful or not. The wise man who built his house on the teachings of the Bible, his house stands. The foolish man who ignores and doesn't apply the teachings of the Bible, his house falls. So anyone who believes this verse, who trusts what the Bible says about itself, who trusts what Jesus says and what Jesus says it means to be a follower, understands that what the Bible is all about is a call to a complete commitment to its teaching with a promise of the only pathway to true success in life. So if you believe this is true, there is no way you're not going to commit yourself to following the Bible in order to achieve success. Because if you believe it's true, you're going to say, well, there's no other thing I'd rather do than to be successful. If I know that not following the Bible means I'm going to be a failure in life, well, of course I'm going to follow the Bible. So there is both a high commitment and a high reward that is claimed throughout the Bible. This isn't just a couple isolated verses. I've given you two examples, and my book gives many more, but this is the theme running throughout the Bible. So if you really believe the Bible is true, you will commit yourself to devoting yourself to studying it and applying its teaching to your life. But if you have some doubts, you're going to kind of halfway do it. You'll say, well, I'll view it as an inspiration. I'll take in some of the ideas I like. Maybe it'll help me some. And I'll leave out the parts I don't like. Or you might just reject the Bible altogether. But what I'm saying is, to the degree that you trust the Bible, you're going to go all in committing yourself to following it. And so I simply point out in the book early on, this is chapter 2 in my book, that if you're going to trust the Bible, you should have some questions. You can't commit your life to something and not really know why you believe it and why you're committing yourself to it. If you do that, it's not going to be long before you encounter difficulty, a challenge, something that's hard for you to change in your life, or something that causes you to doubt, and you're going to say, well, you know, I gave that a try. Oh, well, I'll move on to something else. You see, you've got to be grounded in why you know the Bible's true if you're really going to commit yourself to actually following the Bible and actually enjoying the promise. You can't just follow the Bible for a day and expect that you're going to receive the promise of being prosperous and successful. And by the way, I should quickly mention, when I say prosperous and successful, I don't mean a big bank account. One of the things the Bible talks about is that having a big bank account, having a lot of money in the bank, is not the definition of success. Many people have that and they're not successful. I'm talking about how the Bible defines what is truly successful, and the Bible knows better than anything, because it's by the God who created us and designed us and gave us our purpose. True success, yes, you handle money wisely, and generally you'll have more than if you don't follow biblical principles. But true success is joy, is living with purpose, is living without regrets, is fulfilling God's purpose for you, and ultimately enjoying God and being with Him forever. Okay, that's success. And you can do that with or without lots of money. You can do that with or without health, but you will live without regrets. I don't know anyone who ever regrets living for God. All right, so you should have questions. And if I were to ask you, how do you know the Bible's true? And you can't answer that, I can pretty much guarantee that you're not banking your life on the Bible. You're not truly living the Bible. And so I want to make the best case I can that the Bible really is true, and that it really is the ultimate resource for life, the only true and trustworthy guide to being prosperous and successful. And so I think you should have some questions, and you should sort through those questions before you can really commit yourself. And Jesus does this. Jesus makes these claims. He says over and over again, he repeats this promise and this commitment level. He says, you've got to crucify yourself, pick up your cross daily, and follow me. That's dying to yourself and your ways and following God's ways. He says, anyone who loses their life for my sake will find it. He wants us to find life, and it has to do with giving up our way of living and committing ourselves to the Bible's way of living. So how do we know that the Bible is true? Well, let me answer it very quickly, and then we'll develop this later throughout the week. I think the number one way is to know that you can trust Jesus. You can trust Jesus because the history tells us that he claimed to be God, he died, he rose from the dead, verifying that he is God, and he who died for us, who loves us more than anyone else, tells us we can trust the Bible, that it will lead us to success. And we can trust Jesus because of the evidence. Now, there's a lot to unpack, and there's additional questions. I'll do that throughout the week. You can find the book Prosperous and Successful on Amazon.com. Love to have you buy it and benefit from it. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.